weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Now, a family-run Indian restaurant has won twice at the English Curry Awards. Prana has been officially recognised as the overall winner of the English Curry Awards competition and was crowned Restaurant of the Year 2017. Prana also won in this region, the east of England, the Restaurant of the Year title there, and the awards were presented earlier this week at the Mercure Manchester Piccadilly Hotel. And I'm pleased to say that the Managing Director of Prana, Kobir Ahmed, is with me now. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Thank you very much for coming in. So what was the food like then at the ceremony?
Yeah, the food was actually fantastic. It's nice to actually relax and enjoy some good quality food.
No, absolutely. It's tricky, isn't it? I guess there was a whole group of you all extremely well-skilled. Any one of you could probably have hopped into the kitchen and helped them out.
Potentially, but there was a lot of guests there. There was 500-plus guests there, so I'd rather them than me.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Feeding 500 people it doesn't do better. Feeding sort of any more than five is bad enough for me. So take me through the history of Prana. We described it as a family-run restaurant.
It's family. I mean, the history starts probably since I was born. I was born on Mill Road and grew up on Mill Road, and then obviously always wanted to do something locally after my professional career, I guess. So
what did you do to start off with, in which case?
I spent 14 years after my studies working in retail banking.
So okay.
helping people buy homes. That's one of the biggest things probably I've done in my career. Many Cambridge people influencing their lives and helping them move, buying the first home, second homes, and many homes, I guess. Mm. But after that passion, which was a career passion, my actual passion is was always running a restaurant, because I saw my parents do that since I was a young age. Even I was helping on the weekends, I guess.
So did your parents run a restaurant in Cambridge as well at some point?
Yes, they have run.
Which one was that? Which one is that?
They're all closed now. They've moved on, but there was, from top of memory, there was a... Bombay Spice on Lensfield Road. That was my dad's last kind of restaurant in Cambridge. But he's done many more. He's been around the block. But bless him, he's now retired. And
probably deserves it, really. Dare I ask, he comes to eat in your restaurant from time to time?
Yeah, absolutely. My dad's always around. He's my figurehead. So he's the boss end of the day. he pops in now and then. But he's got grandchildren, so he's got plenty of time to spend with them now. So that's the main thing. But he'll come round for a curry.
Mm. And curry remains or has become a popular British dish, almost as popular here as it is, I guess, on the Indian subcontinent as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a new trend and lots of fashions of Indian style of cooking now in the UK, which is happening in London. It's coming down into Cambridge. But sometimes we must not forget the curry as it has been. The chicken tikka masala is they're still around. They're a lot of people's favourites, and people want a good quality one. They don't want kind of second best.
Well, this is the thing, isn't there? Because there's the kind of curry restaurant such as Prana is. I should have mentioned this. It's not too far away from us here. The t'other end of Gwydir Street. Technically, the address is the Mill Road, but it's very, very close to us here on the cross street, to use the American term. And then you've got the kind of curry place where everybody crowds into after a night out at the pub. It's two very distinct markets, I think.
I've been probably planning Prana for a good 10 years, I would say, about how I wanted to kind of make it happen. So a lot of study went into it, a lot of thought, and what I wanted to do is move. If you look at Cambridge, even the last 20 years, a lot of Indian restaurants have been closing down. That's because people's tastes have changed, and lots of trends on recruitment is making restaurants close down. Equally, that's making quality go down. And one of the biggest things I wanted to do is basically raise the bar. I used the hashtag raise the bar a lot of in my restaurant tweets. And one of the visions was, when I established Prana, is to get all the restaurateurs in Cambridge to recognise they need to move forward. And that's not copying us, but actually thinking about how they present themselves, what chicken they use, what lamb they use, what rice they use, what spice they use, because they will otherwise move, they will fall behind, because customers will realize, like someone like Prana, which, great, we won now the national award for in England, which is, you know, a milestone for any owner or any career. I think a lot of people now in Cambridge, restaurateurs have recognised, you know, actually we need to move forward.
So this is interesting, because I've often been known to make the quip that, you know, you drive along Cambridge, you look over the Fen Causeway, you see a cow, and the next moment is being served in the brioche bun. Now, there's a lot of restaurants, and it does go from burger restaurants upwards, yes, almost. And they'll say, we are locally sourcing our food. You know, it comes, you know, the meat comes from a Cambridge or near enough cow. Is that kind of philosophy in the curry sector as well?
No, that isn't. And that's something that, you know, we are, like, I am exploring and doing. I've got a lot of locals who support me around here who live down these streets. We talk about getting locally sourced products. You know, I do my bit as much as I can. I get my vegetables from a local supplier, Hillary's down the road, because I can trust them. They're local and they know what we need in quality. But also, meats and chicken is a big thing in the Indian restaurant trade, and a lot of customers don't really understand this. And there's a big debate in this as well, that, you know, your chicken curry that you're eating could be just 60% meat content, and you only need to go on YouTube to find out why. Or, you know, the industry standard in Indian restaurant, obviously I'm not saying this is, you know, a bad thing, but most Indian restaurants, I'm afraid, use 80% chicken. I'm not saying all of them, because there are really restaurants who do use 100% chicken. Mm-hmm. But that's a big influence, and I've been telling everybody around this area that, you know, we need to treat our customers with the best chicken.
And presumably that impacts on flavour, insofar as obviously people are there for the spices of the curry, but actually they're ordering chicken because they want to taste some chicken.
I think the biggest thing is, you know, if what we tell our customers is, when any meat should be a thick meat. If you're having a soft meat, unless it's a special part of the chicken or of the meat, nothing's really soft. Meat is a tough product, and it can be softened by just injecting water or sulfate or salt. Mm. So there's an educational piece that I've been coaching my staff. We've been telling our customers, not about others, but about us. Look, when you are at Prana, we will focus on giving you the best tasteful food. But the first thing is that we source our chicken, which is 100% dry chicken. And in the context of dry, it means chicken is slaughtered and that's it. There is nothing else added. So it does add kind of a benchmark to when you come into Prana. But this, you know, our philosophy is now spreading. And the fact that, you know, the English Curry Awards, it's actually down to the customers. Customers have voted for us. The English Curry Awards, and then have a look at all the votes in the whole country.
Do they send somebody round to sneak in check that it's whatever he says it is?
Yeah, but absolutely. But this is where, you know, my vision of having opened Prana now 19 months is now being recognised by judges, by customers. Mm. I can say this now, by even princes, and I can't tell you which prince unless you're coming into Prana, because I don't declare who they are.
Did he used to work locally by any chance?
we have royalty come into Prana now, which is nice, but every customer is treated the same. But it's kind of the biggest thing I tell my customers is the educational piece, understanding where your food comes from, and also understanding what's in your food. Mm. Anyone can make a good curry, but you can make a great curry by using the best products.
Now, the other thing which I know you're passionate about, I think you brought up in your acceptance speech, is that of staffing and trying to actually find decent people. Now, what do you do when you want somebody? Do you sort of have a quiet word with people from other curry restaurants, or is it better to bring somebody in from scratch?
I mean, it's a really good question. I mean, obviously, when I went to the awards, I didn't realise that I knew we were always shortlisted or in the finals. I didn't expect that we're going to be winners. So the speech that I made was totally unprepared for.
That's always dangerous.
Yeah, it was unprepared. But obviously, I had one big grumble that, which I thought I will turn my speech from a successful speech into also a political speech as well, because we need the government to listen. And the biggest thing I would say to listeners is this, is if I'm a hotel chain and I want to recruit a top Indian chef, I can do that, okay? Because I can get a license, and I can, in that license, there is a barrier which is to get a license and get an Indian a chef that is qualified, because we need qualified chefs so they can, so apprentices and young people can learn from the best.
So you need, what you're saying, you bring somebody in maybe from India, but that person from India can then teach other people who could have come from Cambridge, from Royston or wherever they might have been from.
Yeah, there's two things that I'm going to be, I've launched, and officially has been launched, but it's going to be officially launched with some key partners, is if you're a hotel chain, you can afford to have a license and recruit anybody from the world, because you're not doing a takeaway, you're not doing a banquet, and you're not serving, you're not doing deliveries. Now, if I'm a restaurant and if I want a specialist chef, I have to stop doing takeaways, stop doing deliveries, and stop serving at your best friend's wedding. So basically, if you're just an independent, you can't actually recruit a chef, a specialist chef from abroad, or, you know, even from Europe, outside Europe.
So Europe's a whole different issue.
Yeah, totally different. But so what I've said on the speech is, you know, we have to forget about immigration. We have to respect that the British people want the immigration bit sorted. However, there are discriminative policies that are being placed by the government, which are stopping great Indian restaurants and Italian restaurants and Japanese restaurants and, you know, many other international restaurants who are independents like me in Cambridge. They actually can't. And finally, I was speaking to somebody in Cambridge University, and they have exactly the same problem. So
these are basically broad brush strokes, a blunt instrument, if you like, that the government's put in to prevent immigration, which obviously, as you've acknowledged, there are a lot of people are concerned about. But every once in a while, it affects something which actually probably people don't realise it's affecting them until it's too late.
This is the trend. The hotels, the big hotels, have clicked on, and they have now taken in the best Indian chefs and international chefs, and they can apply for a licence, which is fine, there's a cost for it. And they don't have to worry about takeaways, because they don't do takeaways, and they don't have to worry about deliveries. But a lot of my customers who actually eat here at my restaurant, you might go, actually, I had a curry last week, I want it delivered this week. Which you can't.
Mm. And, of course, the whole trend is a lot with companies like Deliveroo and Just Eat. And I think there's a new burger firm just set up on the Hills Road. Again, it's doing deliveries to people, which seems to be what a lot of people want.
Yeah, so, you know, it can be anyone you want to deliver. So the big thing for me is that I'm great Prana's One, and we thank our customers, and that's the most important thing. But I'm also trying to do something for the industry, not just the curry industry, the hospitality industry, and it's more about independents who are down this road, but also on every single high street in every single town and city who may want to expand but are not going forward because they're thinking, you know what, the government are just blocking us. But by us doing this, if we do recruit and have more restaurants recruiting, they're going to be being able to pay more tax, because that individual will be paying tax. The restaurant will pay more PAYE, and essentially the restaurants will be paying more VAT, which all goes into the Chancellor's bank account, which will eventually help pay off national debt. And if every town has that situation happening, we're helping the economy. It's a way an economy can move forward.
Yeah, it's an interesting issue. I suspect it's something we might actually come back to at some point. But congratulations on the... What did you get? Did you get a little trophy or did you get a certificate?
Yeah, so we got a certificate for the regional award. And then if you get the national awards, we had to wait right at the end for the national award. So, you know, heart keeps on beating. And then you get a nice trophy. And the best thing was, you know, a lot of restaurateurs came in and shook my hand.
That's nice.
Really
is it going to be on display at
probably
on the
from tomorrow? We've kept it at home just to kind of soak it in, and everybody kind of just understand how much of a big thing it is, because it's a massive thing in the industry.
Yeah.
And then we're going to let customers enjoy it probably from tomorrow, because it's Friday.
I think that's a good plan. Well, look, thank you very much
for
joining us. Congratulations from us. That's Kobe Archimed. He is the managing director of, now we can describe them as, the award-winning Prana. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
5:46, and it's time to take a look at road and rail.